What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike may join us in the 5 o'clock hour. We are at the Bluestone Country Club for the Eagles Radio Network golf outing. And it's been a lovely time.
Yes,
it has. A lovely time. Now, I'll tell you, one of my favorite things is when my coworkers smoke cigars 10 feet away from me when I'm doing a radio show. Because getting a good cigar is great. But when other people are smoking it, getting the smoke into your lungs while you're doing the show is absolutely great. So I want to thank you, Rob. Thank you, Mike. We're all just having a good time.
It's all having a good time.
They're having a good time. Yeah. We're doing the show. We're having a good time. It's fine. You can keep smoking cigars. It's all good.
Yep.
It's all good. We love it. We love it. 215-592-9494. Look, it wouldn't be a live broadcast if I didn't complain about something. So Sportico does the valuations of sports franchises every year.
Right.
So the number one football team in America is, as you would expect,
the Dallas Cowboys.
They are worth $12.8 billion per Sportico.
I can't believe you made me say that because it was setting up to be such a perfect drop of you because you said the number one sports team in America
But
is,
then you said it. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Guess what won't be on the drop board.
But here is what is interesting about that. At the same time last year, they were valued at $10.3 billion. So in the last 1 year, the valuation of the Cowboys went up $2.5 billion.
Now, why would that happen?
Well, I think there are a couple of different economic factors that if there's inflation, everything is worth more than it was. I don't want to, explain that to you.
Tariffs?
But not tariffs. No. So the Cowboys are now worth $12.8 billion. The second most valuable franchise is the?
Is the Niners? No.
No, the Rams at
interesting
up 34%.
Do the Rams fans care about that?
I don't think they care.
I don't think they care at all.
But being in LA, and I think one of the huge things for them is having the new stadium creates extra value. $10.4 billion. The Giants at $10.3 billion. Then the Patriots at $8.8 billion.
The Patriots are that much?
Yep, 20% increase.
Yeah, but that's only because of. I mean. That's because of what they did.
I think so. Yeah. But it adds, like, the reason the Celtics go for so much is because of what they did. They don't even own the building, the Celtics. And the Lakers don't either. So the Lakers are at least in Los Angeles, the number two market. Boston is mostly just because of the history of the franchise.
Yeah. I guess if I was to be in a position to buy a team,
I would not pick the Patriots.
I would not pay $8 billion for the Drake May, Mike Vrabel-led Patriots.
The Niners are next, and then the Eagles. So Eagles valued at $8.4 billion. They were valued at $6.8 billion a year ago, an increase of 25%.
Wow.
So now part of that, too, with the Eagles is when you can sell at a specific valuation as they did, they sold a minority stake of the team at a certain number, the overall value of the team can go up, and that's what happened. So congratulations, Jeff Lurie. Rounding out the rest of the list is the top 11, I guess, top 10. The Dolphins at $8.3 billion, the Jets at $8.1 billion, the Raiders at $7.9 billion, and then the Commanders at $7.5 billion.
So three teams in the NFC East?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Look at us.
Yep.
Wait till we have a division of Red Sox, Yankees, Mets, and Phillies.
Yeah, wait till we're the little spenders in the division.
Yeah.
When we're spending. Can you imagine the shows that we're going to do when the Phillies are fifth in payroll in baseball and we are screaming and crying because they are spending the least in the division?
Yeah. Now, the Red Sox, I don't know how
they're off and on.
Thrilled they are about spending all the time.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They don't want to.
No.
215-592-9494. Reese in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Reese?
Hey. How you guys doing?
What up, Reese?
Hey. Talking about the Phillies.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if the narrative is always to panic and go crazy in this city when something happens. But for me as a Phillies fan, I chill. This is the same baseball team they've been for the last 4 or 5 years since we got Bryce Harper. I'm not going to, like, lose it because we lost Zach Wheeler. Like, this has been the same bullpen. It's been all year long, too.
Well, that's not
so,
true.
I mean, they added
one of the best closers in baseball.
Right. But, I mean, they still have one of the best bullpens, and now you add one of the best closers to that bullpen. I think they're going to be fine. I think they're going to do the same thing they do every single year. So
well, yeah, there's a big sort of variance in there. Last year, I would say the first 2 years of this core in the playoffs were good playoff runs. Last year was terrible. I think that, I think we all agree, Reese, they have the talent to do it. They're a good enough team to make a playoff run without Zach Wheeler. The question is whether they get a case of the woe is me's, you know, and they just sort of, they give themselves, because, you know, sometimes I think it's just a human thing when something's hard and you get an excuse to tap out, right?
If
they're looking for an excuse to tap out,
yeah,
they have an excuse now. The question is whether they take the excuse to tap out or they say, you know what, like, We are not going to be defined by this.
No.
You know,
do hard things.
I think,
and then this is me being optimistic. I don't have them doing that. I got them rallying around the fact that they won the last game in this last series and the fact that they still have a good bullpen, and they're in front of us. They're going to be in front of us tonight. Can you imagine what tonight is going to be like? That's going to be Cal Raleigh versus Kyle Schwarber in our house. There's no way they're going to win that game in our house tonight. I got them winning that game tonight.
I hope it's going to be fun. I hope so, Reese. And thank you, man. For next question, give us something people lie about.
Their height. That's what people lie about all the time. People are insecure.
Yeah. On Mount Rushmore.
They do. Yeah, Elliott Shore Parks. Hashtag Elliott.
Yep. Now, we're going to know very early, I think.
We're going to know it this week, the next 9 games.
Yeah. But I think that, maybe this is me projecting, I do think that there's going to be a little extra crowd
juice
emphasis tonight.
You think so?
I do. Because I don't think people want to give up on the team. I think that they've done a lot of good this year. Don't even start making an ovation joke. I'm trying not to turn this into, like, give them a standing O.
Okay.
Although I want it on record first was done on here. But, like, I think there's going to be a little of, you guys still got it.
I hope so.
You guys still got it.
It's been a weird year with the Phillies. We've mentioned the fans' attitude toward the Phillies a lot this year, comparing it to their attitude against the Sixers, attitude with the Sixers. I do think at their core, not everybody is as positive as, what was her name?
Reese and Violet?
Violet was, yeah. Reese, very positive. Violet loves everybody. Violet loves Castellanos, Taiwan, all that stuff. But
they make me seem negative.
I think at its core, I think Phillies fans in general, at their core, want to be positive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at its core, I think people want this team to win. I don't think people want this run to end without a championship.
I think they want them to win. I don't know if they believe they can win.
That I agree with you. And if you don't believe they can and they're supposed to, that's like the worst thing in sports.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing in sports is when a team is supposed to win and they don't. That is the number one worst thing. The best thing is when a team isn't supposed to win and they do. That was 2022.
That was 22.
Yeah, and this is the worst. But I think if they could win a couple here, I think not only do they rally around themselves, I think the fans rally around them too.
I know.
But they have to give them a reason.
And I agree. You know?
Burn the boats.
They can do it. They can do it. And I don't know. It's probably mostly talking myself into it. There's a part of me that thinks they might have needed something like this to
wake them up.
To wake them up.
Yeah.
And say, and lock in into a different level of seriousness.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
215-592-9494. Speaking of serious, you are in a serious condition with your old windows and your old doors.
Everyone's talking about it.
And the windows maybe have been in there for 30 years. It's been the last 8 years that you've been like, yeah, you know what I should get to? Replacing those windows. Call Guida today. Just take care of it. They're the only place you can call for windows, for doors. There's a reason that for decades and decades and decades they've been serving the tri-state area. And there's a reason you should call right now. How about 40% off? Right. 40% off every energy-efficient triple-pane window expertly installed. By the way, can vouch for it. Can vouch for the triple-pane windows. Can vouch for the expert installation. The guys in my house, clean, got it done very quickly, did a good job, looks beautiful, 40% off. How about 40% off every door, every garage door, every insulated entry door, every sliding patio door, 40% off. Start your project with no money down. Buy now, pay later at Guida. Interest-free financing for up to 18 months. You missed it in July. They extended it through August. Don't miss it this time. Don't let these savings pass you by. All prior sales are excluded, which is okay because this one's great. Call Guida today. Schedule your free, no-obligation in-home estimate. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Bam and Upper Darby. Bam, you're on WIP.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
What's up, Bam?
Brother Spike from my brother from another mother, Jackie Baseball.
How are we feeling, buddy?
I'm hanging in there. Can't complain. I'm just upset, you know, that we were going to leave Zach Wheeler for a little while. You know? And, Spike.
Yes.
Did Chris in Middletown, don't ever take him as a caller again.
Yeah, I appreciate you sticking up for the show. I'm not so worried about Chris.
I'm trying to be the foxhole guy, man.
Yeah, you are a foxhole guy. The truth is that Chris from Middletown is a good guy, but a C caller. I'm not worried about C callers. Now, I'm going to be honest. When Chuck was on other shows, and Chuck is ripping me.
And Herb.
Herb. I heard Chuck ripping you.
Yeah, but he's an A caller. You know, Herb's an A caller. You know, Bam, you're an A caller. Chris from Middletown is a C caller in a tiny T-shirt. I'm not too worried about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And what's it called? I have a question. Do you know why we're getting a third receiver? Is it because Dotson's contract up next year?
Why the Eagles traded for a receiver? No, yeah. I think the reason is that the Texans didn't need the receiver. The Eagles didn't need their tight end. And as Elliot tells it, that maybe the Eagles liked him when he came out in the draft and decided to take a flyer on him. I don't even think there's a guarantee he makes the team because the tight end they traded probably wasn't going to make the team either. So I think he's a talented guy. He was a second-round pick. He had leukemia in 22 and then was just getting back on his feet the last couple of years. And then the Texans have a pretty solid group of receivers, and he wasn't able to do it. You know, they did the same thing, though I think they were in a bigger need position when they traded for Dotson. That Dotson was another guy who was a high draft pick that wasn't working out, so I think they just take a flyer on him.
Gotcha.
Go ahead.
Before I get my answer, right?
Yeah.
I think the leaders on this team, on this Philly team, like Shorber, Turner, Harper, but now that we got Bone back. I like it the way he was playing. I think he can motivate. He should be able to motivate the clubhouse too.
Wow, 0%
no chance.
No shot.
Absolutely
not even close. Bam.
Impossible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
More chance of me motivating the clubhouse.
Okay. My answer to the next.
Yeah. What do people lie about?
What do people lie about?
All right. Hey, Justin, can you find that Ruben Amaro cut where he says something about wood? The wood.
Hardest wood I've ever touched.
Are you calling for a cut?
Yeah, you're a producer?
Are you calling for a drop, Bam? Wow, that was gutsy. Bam calls what he got.
That's Bam.
Yeah, there is no chance that Alec Bohm, and I hope everybody enjoyed that Alec Bohm home run yesterday, because it is the last Alec Bohm home run you're going to see in, for 2 weeks. He
cut that audio when he goes yard tonight.
He will go yard tonight. There, I've guaranteed it.
Yeah.
Well, look,
it was so,
I'm playing chess.
Well, again, he's so infuriating because he'll do that. Where he pulls the ball in the air, and people are like, "Whoa, you know, why do you care so much about lifting and launch angle?" Because he's supposed to be a middle of the order bat, and he swings like a slap hitter.
Now, by the way, it is on some level the Phillies' fault for being a bat short and putting him like if Alec Bohm is your six hitter, you're totally fine.
Sure.
If Alec Bohm's your sixth hitter. As a cleanup hitter, it's even more infuriating.
Sorry, we got JT there.
I'm just waiting for the day where I can start talking about the
Harper leadoff.
Harper leadoff, Schwarber 2, Trey 3, worst hitter 7. I read.
Why don't you just bring on Spader?
Can we bring on Spader to explain it?
I don't
it?
Care. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. He can explain. You guys can nerd out about your stupid lineups.
Okay. Well, don't you find it interesting that I would nerd out about a baseball thing when I'm such an old school guy?
Yeah, it is something that you – it's not really your ethos.
Yeah. The one of the new school things that I have latched onto is your best hitter hitting leadoff. There's a simple reason for it. The simple reason is that the hitter who hits leadoff is getting more at-bats than any player on your team. So that's why the Dodgers hit Shohei Ohtani leadoff, because he is going to get more at-bats than any player on the team.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a guy named Ryan Spader, and he sent me a very long PDF with a statistical analysis.
Dude, send me the same thing.
And I read it.
I didn't read it.
Of course. And it basically says that you should, in this case, what the Phillies should be doing is hitting Harper first, hitting Schwarber second, and hitting a guy like Trey Turner who can get on base and maybe cause a little hectic on the base pass third, because there is a chance that there's a better chance that three hitter is coming up with nobody on base. And you want a guy who's going to get on base there.
So he can steal it back. There's a reason why Trey doesn't steal as much as he should is because Schwarber's hitting.
Yeah, and you don't want to give up an out potentially with Schwarber up. So then the other part of this, and we'll bring Spader on, but I just want to finish the thought, is you hit your worst hitter seventh. And the reason you're doing that is because you're hitting Harper first. So you're giving Harper a better shot to come up with guys on base.
Mm-hmm. You've been radicalized.
I have been radicalized by it. I am, not only do I think it is the right thing, I am sure it is the right thing. And I want to get Thompson this PDF is what I want to do. I want to get it to Thompson.
Yeah. Never mind.
All right. 215-592-9494. Okay, Andrew in Jameson. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
So, okay, we have a new rule for you.
Uh-oh.
You're a foxhole guy. At times you've needed a little bit of coaching. What we're going to do is, like, you're going to have a clock on you from now on. And what I don't want is your lists. I want you to come in, bring something very strong at the top, and if you are not strong, you're getting hit by the gong. It's like the gong show with you. So I hope whatever you've got up top is very strong.
I got a really strong point.
Okay.
If you're winning the World Series with this rotation, it's going to be six men for the rest of the year.
How is it going to be six guys for the rest of the year?
Because we're going to bring up Painter, and I think we're going to bring up arm like Chase in the bullpen, and provide some much-needed relief for the guys that need it on our team that can be ready for the playoffs. Yes, I am disappointed in Nola, but I still believe in him. So I think we're going to run a six-man, give Ranger rest.
But who's coming up in the bullpen?
Moises Chase. He's supposed to be up next year. His MLB ETA is next year.
He had Tommy John surgery.
All right, yeah, that's on me.
That's hang-up-able, right?
He's so close, but so far away.
We love you, okay? You're still a foxhole guy.
Yes, but like Moises Chace is not pitching this year because he has Tommy John surgery.
It's going to be hard to bring him up.
It's going to be tough to bring him up.
Well, they could bring him up. It would be weird.
Yeah, he might throw lefty.
It would be weird. Jack, what is coming up next in the top 5 of 5?
Places I no longer feel comfortable.
Ooh. I don't have any guesses on this one.
Okay.
All right. I have one guess that I'll write down.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. I could probably use it.
What's that?
No, I'm not. Oh, really? Okay. I got enough.
All right. Okay. That is coming up next. Your calls as well. 215-592-9494. And does Ike Reese join us during the 5 o'clock hour? We'll find out.
Don't touch that radio dial.
Yep. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.